When contemplating the light of Christ fully alive in any of the saints, we suffer a temptation to try and draw that saint into the leading questions and disagreements of our own age, forcing the saint to take sides usually from our own perspective. Certainly, St. Dominic lends himself to this sort of appropriation in any age of the Church, because what he did was certainly completely and utterly revolutionary. On the other hand, we mustn't forget that he was a child of the 12th and 13th centuries, burdened by the prejudices of those times, burdened by the outlook of those times, and also, through the light of Christ fully alive in him, drawn beyond that into a revolutionary way of bringing the light of Christ into the world. When St. Dominic first proposed the order of preachers to the Holy See, the Holy Father of the time was simply flabbergasted. Why on earth would Dominic want to establish an order of bishops? The revolution that Dominic brought about is to bring preaching in its manifold ways, not simply liturgical preaching, but the witness of life entire, into the hands of people who had contact with the faithful and with the heretics, with their questions, with their lives, and with their experience. To bring preaching out of the book and into the street. To unite the Word of God and the tradition of the Church handed down in the thousand or more years before Dominic, and Dominic's own time, the streets of his time, to make that Word alive again on the streets. And that was truly revolutionary. But it could only be revolutionary because of Dominic's own obedience to Christ in the Church and to his own orthodoxy. For when those two obediences come together, obedience to the inspiration of Christ and obedience to the tradition of the Church, there emerges these people filled with the gospel passion to bring things both new and old out of the storeroom of the kingdom of God. What Dominic proposed to the Church was not an innovation. It was a revolution. A revolution of bringing preaching to the streets, to the lives of ordinary people, out of the lives of ordinary people. For the Dominican family always consisted of an association between professed women, professed and ordained men, and people living ordinary family lives, preaching through their witness. And so the readings of today are entirely appropriate. Dominic was a man of tremendous good news. Dominic was salt to the earth and light to the world. And so we honor him by the title given him at his canonization of Lumen Ecclesiae, the light of the Church. Not shining on his own, but reflecting the full brilliance of Christ into his own age by being completely orthodox and completely obedient to the tradition, he still managed to innovate and revolutionize the Church. And this is where I will dare to bring Dominic's stance into the modern world, into our own divisions in society and in the Church. Those who have the profound sense of tradition and the profound sense of Christ at work in the world can innovate, can revolutionize, without destroying and without degrading others. And it is this light that we need to seek as brother and sister Dominicans, this light of the complete integration of Christ into the world as we are, with our shortcomings, with our cultural richness as well as with our cultural prejudices, mostly unknown to us, the latter, to bring the light of Christ truly reflected into the world, will help us to revolutionize, to bring the church forward, to reflect ever more brightly the light of Christ. And often when we are busy with our own agendas, when we are so right that we know that everybody else is wrong, we have lost the vision of Christ. And the life of Dominic teaches us, rooted in the scriptures as he was, carrying always with him the Gospel of St. Matthew and the letters of St. Paul, rooted in the earliest and deepest traditions of the church. At the same time, a revolutionary, bringing a new form of religious life into the world, a form beyond the walls of the monastery and flowing out into the questions of the streets and even on occasion, the gutters of his day. That renewal demands of us a constant life of prayer and attachment to Christ, a constant life of seeking the light of Christ to enlighten and enhance the strengths of our culture, not only our natural cultures, but the variety of Catholic cultures that exist in the world, the variety of Christian cultures to its borders. To see the light of Christ in those, and then to allow the light of Christ to shine on our darknesses and our prejudices. Dominic was fearless in placing himself in the presence of God. The brothers of his time witness to nights of tears and days of tremendous joy, bringing himself before Christ. He is stripped of darkness because the light of Christ shines within him. And so our Dominican habit is a telling symbol of that. The full habit with a black cloak and that flash of white habit underneath. The light shining forth through the prejudices, through the darknesses of our own age. We do not wear black and white because things are black and white. We wear light shining through the darkness because that was Dominic's conviction in his own time. Having grown up in an age of the first sessions of the Lateran Council and the reform of the priesthood and the redisciplining of the priesthood after a time of decay, St. Dominic set that program ahead to reform in many ways religious life, but also to expand it to the level of families, to the commitment that ordinary people can make to following the light of Christ. He trusted their spirituality. He trusted the spirituality of women, gathering around himself firstly Albigensian converts, much to the distress of the local bishops, and bringing them into orthodoxy, establishing them in a conventual life of their own, removed from the control of bishops, because he trusted them. He trusted their integrity. He trusted their conversion. And that trust simply spilled out into the many different areas of his life. A trust in the work of God that could reach out and heal even death. A trust in the saving power of God that could reach out and save the drowning as Christ reached out and touched Peter's hand when he started sinking. The life of Christ reflected so brightly that the deeds of Christ shine through St. Dominic. And so there he is, the light of the church. And here we are, his brothers and his sisters, gathered in this new country of the internet, listening to one another and learning from one another here on word.op.org. carrying on that conversation of allowing the light of Christ to shine through the order we belong to, the order we represent, hopefully reaching out to the many others who gather around this new country and this new table of the internet, to hear the word opened for us, to receive that light, and in turn, be light of the church and light of the world. The title we give St. Dominic, Light of the Church, is in fact the program for our preaching, to be light, enlightening the good, pouring light on the dark spaces, so that the light of Christ can shine in all things. St. Dominic, who promised to be of more use to us in heaven than he ever was in life, St. Dominic, pray for us. Amen.